edition of Get to Know Fill in the Blank. And today, it's Phil.
It's Phil, yes. Because Phil is our fill-in board op. Jeremy is out having gastric bypass surgery, so Phil...
No, he's on vacation.
Taking a couple days off. Stop doing that to people.
So Phil is our board operator today, and Phil, of course, is one of the star athletes up here at the Ticket. He's incredibly skinny. And you are black, aren't you, Phil?
Those are both correct statements, yes.
Why were you somber when you said that?
I'm just trying to be sensitive about it.
I know. It's a rough life. Hard knock.
Oh, my gosh. Did you vote for Obama, by the way?
Being that you're black and all? No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Not a boy.
You're a conservative.
Right, yes.
You voted for McCain. You still a conservative? Oh, you didn't vote for McCain.
I didn't vote for anybody.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, so Phil, for those people who may not remember you from our last Get to Know segment,
right?
Let's give a little bit of biographical information about you. You're how old?
27.
Okay, 27. You're somewhat black, right?
You already said that.
Slightly.
Covered that.
I'm just trying to be sensitive about it, but...
Almost 100%.
Almost 100%. Do you have a white person in your lineage? I mean, does that make sense? Ancestry?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, but you don't know of any. I mean, both your parents are black.
Right.
All right.
Why do you hate playing drops so much?
I don't.
That's what Craig wanted to ask.
That's George's obsession. He nicknamed you No Drop Phil.
This is Get to Know Phil.
You can complain, whatever. I don't care.
I'm not complaining.
And where did you grow up, Phil?
I grew up in Spring, Texas.
Okay, could you turn down the music just a tad, Phil?
Yeah.
Spring, Texas. Now, that's a town of about how many people?
Geez, I don't know. It's pretty big. It's right outside of Houston, so...
A couple hundred thousand, probably?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Did you have a high school girlfriend?
I did have a couple. Not long term.
Not long term?
No.
College girlfriends?
Again, same thing.
Okay. You're 27.
Let's just get to it, Gordon.
Get to what?
It's like an electric chair with you.
Get to what? I'm trying to find a vein here.
I know. All right. Sorry.
Get to what? No, tell us.
I don't know. You tell me.
Phil, you told us last time we were talking with you that you have never known the innards of a woman.
Correct.
Innards.
Jeez, Gordon.
It's like not hunting.
You are what we call in the medical community a virgin.
Yes, that would be the medical term for it.
Okay. I think Phil ought to be commended for that. And found the right woman yet? He's 27? What's the big deal?
Thank you, George.
But last time we talked to you, you said that it wasn't so much intentional. It just kind of happened that way. Is that correct?
No. No.
Okay, okay.
No, I don't think so.
So you're saying that it's completely intentional.
Sure.
You've had many opportunities. Have you ever had a girl that tried to talk you into giving away that most precious gifts?
I have not.
No. So no girls really pressured you to do it?
Well, no, because most of the girls that I've dated have been in the same kind of...
They feel the
same difficulty.
Not same difficulty, but same, same value system, same...
Boy, that's trouble. That's potential stalemate when you've got virgin dating virgin.
Yeah. Who's going to blink first?
Usually nobody. Unless they're really horny.
So, jeez. You're waiting till marriage.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Here's the thing. I think that's morally commendable, okay? That your belief system, you're one of the few who's actually living their faith, right?
Yes.
But don't you think that practically you may run into some problems here? Because if a couple is not sexually compatible, I think they're damned to the lower rung of hell on Earth.
It's a big part of it.
That's it's a very big claim there, Gordon.
Well, I think it's a huge risk.
Well,
that's a risk.
Because I think sexually incompatible couples have a hard time making it work.
There's probably some truth to that, but I guess.
But you hope God takes care of you.
Exactly.
If God leads you to that person who's also a virgin, that But clearly, God knows in his mind what kind of things really get you guys going. And he's like thinking, oh, this will be perfect. This pairing is perfect. These people are about to have their minds blown.
Right, but it's not a big deal. Like, it's not as big. I guess it's not a deal breaker to me if she is not a virgin.
So if you found out that she had been with the, let's say, the entire roster of the New York Knicks, you'd be okay with that.
How many seasons are we talking about here?
Over 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah.
You'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, people make mistakes and are forgiven.
Well, that's not so much a mistake. That seems like a way of life for three seasons.
Yeah, forget the Knicks. What about the Lakers?
Okay.
Like a better team.
That's much
a
different thing.
Now, let me ask you this, Phil. Halle Berry approaches you and wants to knock boots with you.
Do you understand what we mean by knocking boots?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Perform an intercourse act with you.
No, nothing.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you saying that you would at that point say, no, I'm waiting for marriage? Would you pass up an opportunity like that?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing to me.
Go me.
Go me.
But you've done other things. I mean, you've kissed a woman in a way that is... a way that is very French in nature, right?
Yes.
And you admitted that you have honked
yes.
boobs.
Yes.
God.
You've squeezed them and mauled them and tried to form them into funny shapes with your hands, right?
Wait, what kind of funny shapes?
Oh, you know, like warped balloon.
Sure.
That's always a funny shape. Stuff like that. All right, so you've done that, but have you gone below belt?
Yes.
Well.
All right.
Okay. So Phil's a baseball player, so third base. Yes.
Right, yes.
You've done that.
Yes.
So God's okay with that?
As I said before,
he wasn't entirely happy with it. Let's put it that way.
A little disappointed.
Yeah. He kind of grimaced and turned away for a moment.
Right, then, kind of grabbed me by the shoulder. And
yeah, on that road of morality, you hit the warning grooves over there. I mean, you veered a little bit here.
Right. Not perfect.
Okay, all right.
So at that moment, when you're at third base, was it so...
Was it shocking to you?
No. Was it so... Was the momentum taking you towards home plate?
No.
Okay, so that was never a possibility.
No. But I know, what I guess where I would like to stop or whatever, so...
Right. Yeah. And has a woman third based you?
Sure, yes.
Okay. All right. But hey, we're all adults. No, we're all adults here, Giorgio,
well,
and it's just a talk.
I don't know if all of us are.
It's just a talk. You have to have these kind
of
talks with younger people.
Really is an adult or not.
Now, I guess we got to talk to him about this. Have your parents sat you down and explained your special purpose and what these parts of your body are for?
Just a dumb question.
Will you know what to do when you get to that point?
Yes.
Some parents never talk to their kids about this.
No, they did.
They did?
Yeah.
How old were you when they talked to you about it?
I don't know.
26?
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, did they wait till after you hit the quarter century mark?
Just kind of figured I didn't know what was going on. No, it was like 11 or 12, like 5th, 6th grade, whenever you watch the video in class. Mm-hmm.
Did you sign a pledge card? Are you one of the people who signed a Love Weight deal?
No. No.
See, the ticket has... How many known virgins do we have now? What's our count?
James the intern.
James the intern.
Phil.
Phil.
Groobs.
Norm.
No, not Norm.
Well, Norm confided to us off the air that he's basically a virgin again. It's been so long.
After 20 years, you'd...
Yeah. He said after 20 years, he doesn't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, but doesn't Norm's past transgressions just kind of...
Past transgressions?
What?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean by that? The 70s? What are you talking about there?
Yeah.
All right, Phil. Well, hang in there.
Phil, hang in there, Phil. God bless you for this. We support you in this. And if you like need to make a late night call, 2 a.m, say, hey, George, man, I'm getting real close with this girl. Can you come pick me up? George will pick you up.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, George.
We got you covered on this. We're here to help you in your sexual sobriety.
Yeah, can't you tell?
And as always, if you are an attractive virgin and you are attracted to Phil, you can reach him at phil.com.
I don't know about that.
Or how do they reach you?
Phil.com works.
Yeah, Phil.com. Okay.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yes,
he's got
is.
A hip earring there.
Yeah.
He's
athletic.
Laid back.
Good job.
He's as smooth as Barack. I mean, this guy's a catch here.
Looks
congratulations,
like
Phil.
All right, good job, Phil.